Hey folks, welcome to the PlayApod podcast, where we talk about all the latest features in the PlayApod app. If you haven't downloaded, you can visit playapod.com/app to download to iOS and Android. In today's episode, we are going to cover how you can easily share the app, the latest features that we snuck into a series of minor updates, and what we have planned for the next big release. First things first, we need you to share the PlayApod app, and I've made it super easy to do this. All you have to do is tell people to visit playapod.app in their browser. That's right. Did you know that we have a new top-level domain, .app? Well, I registered it, playapod.app, and the great thing about this new domain is if you put that into your browser on your mobile device, your Android or iOS device, it'll automatically open the App Store or the Google Play Store, and it'll bring you right to the PlayApod app so you can download. So it's super simple. I'll put the link and a little bit of text in the show notes so you can copy it and paste it into Twitter and Facebook and really help us promote the app. It makes a huge difference. So let's get into all the latest features that we've added since the big release of version 1.3. And that was a big release. So if you haven't heard the previous episode, please give that a listen. We added so many features into version 1.3. It was a great update. It brought it to a level that I personally wanted a long time ago. But you know the nature of software. It takes time. It takes a lot of updates to get it right. And I think we really did get it right in 1.3. Now, we have been releasing a series of updates, three minor updates, probably going to do a fourth. And mostly we were fixing bugs, making it more stable, but we also snuck in a few features that I want to cover. And I want to start with my new favorite feature. When you're on the Now Playing screen, you can tap the cover art and it'll quickly toggle between the episode text, the show notes, and the cover art. You just keep tapping it, and then you'll be able to read all the show notes very quickly of your favorite podcast. So, great new feature. You could always tap the I button, the info button, and that'll bring up the full episode notes. But this is a quick way to see what is in the episode and get the full description displayed right there. So one of my favorite features, just tap the cover art to check it out. Now, one of the big things that we fixed in this series of updates is, well, we profiled the app and we found that we were using too much network data, especially when it came to syncing your shows, syncing up to our servers, syncing back down from our servers. This is costing us money to do all this. So we want to reduce the amount of network traffic so that it costs us less and we can continue to deliver this syncing as a free service. So I rewrote the syncing algorithm, which is going to use far less network. In addition, we were caching the popular shows lists that one line of code was causing way too much traffic. These two things we fixed, the syncing, the caching of the popular shows list, and you're going to find that the app now uses far less traffic. And it also costs us far less money. So when you see the prompt that you need to upgrade to the latest version of 1.3 that we've released, this is why we're trying to cut costs and we're trying to save your network bandwidth. So it's very important that you install the latest version. Now, a lot of you have asked for driving improvements. You might have noticed we now will pause the PlayApod audio if you're using a navigation app. So when the navigation voice starts talking, hey, take this turn, turn left, turn right, PlayApod now pauses instead of what's called ducking the volume or lowering the volume. We actually will pause the audio, wait until the navigation is done speaking, and then resume. A lot of you have been asking for that. You'll need iOS 9 in order for that feature to be enabled. Hopefully no one's running iOS 8 at this point anymore. The other thing we improved was the now playing screen no longer times out. So if you want to just leave it, if you just leave PlayaPod on the now playing screen, the screen device should not time out. You'll have to lock it yourself manually. We got asked by a few of our users that they want access to the controls and it kept timing out. So now that's been resolved. So a lot of driving improvements on this one, which is good. We received a lot of emails about the app was forgetting progress or the media position would reset back to the beginning. We have addressed, we have fixed all of these issues. We even went further and now the app internally will save all the progress every 5 seconds while you're listening. We're doing that because maybe your battery dies and all of a sudden the app is killed, or maybe the app crashes, or maybe you just kill the app quickly instead of stopping the audio. Well, now you're not going to lose that progress because we're constantly auto-saving. We added a new setting called Playlist Removes Listened. That setting will remove any shows that you listen to, any episodes from your playlist. So if an episode was in the playlist, you finish listening to it, it goes ahead and it automatically removes it from the playlist. So that's a good addition. We made a couple small changes too. You might have noticed episode titles were improved to remove the show title plus any like white space or dashes in there. For example, if the show is Tech 411 and the episode title is Tech 411 space dash Hello World, we actually will remove the show title so you see more of the episode title. So a small little change that makes it easier to read the episodes. We also added a 15-minute sleep timer. Can you believe someone can fall asleep in 15 minutes? Hopefully they're using my white noise app in order to do that. But now you can fall asleep to your podcast and it will fade the audio out within 15 minutes. Of course, you have all the other settings that we added to in order to do that. The sleep timer really is a great feature, especially if you're listening at night. Now, like I mentioned before, we fixed a ton of issues. And one of the things we added into PlayaPod is something called Crashalytics. And what that does is whenever the app crashes, it notifies us and lets us know what happened. And as soon as we added this feature, we were notified to a lot of problems. And in many ways, that's why we've been releasing so many minor updates, because we want it to be stable. We don't want the app to crash. But now we have the tools to analyze that and to quickly make improvements so that we can fix any bugs. So again, make sure you update to the latest version. We've just fixed so many problems that we think the latest version is fantastic. Now, if you want more details into everything that we're fixing, we just launched our own blog, the PlayaPod blog. You can review all the changes that we're making to the app, all the bugs that we're fixing. If you want more information on each of these updates, just visit blog.playapod.com or just tap the blog button on the PlayaPod website toolbar. This is where we're going to document all the changes and all the new features. So if you want to read a little bit of the history about where we've come from, the things we've added, well, that is a great place to start. Now, I want to talk about the next big release, version 1.4. This has been in the books for a long time, and we've been getting a lot of requests from everyone. Thanks for all your emails and all your tweets and your Facebook messages. Keep them coming. We like to capture it, and even though we can't add it immediately, we like to take from this feature list that we keep that everybody's asking for. And when more and more people ask for the same thing, it becomes more and more of a priority. And that's what happened with version 1.4. And that's why we're going to support Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. These two features have been requested over and over. And by the way, congratulations on having a nice automobile that supports these two standards. So Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, we want to build this. We want to add it into PlayaPod. And guess what? There was some good news. Apple approved us for CarPlay. You probably didn't know you needed approval, did you? Yes, we had to submit for approval. We did this months ago. It took a few weeks. They finally notified that we were approved to add CarPlay into PlayApod. And so now we're going to do it. We want to work on adding CarPlay as well as Android Auto. So that's going to be the focus of our 1.4 release. We're excited to get started. So what's it going to look like? What is it? Well, some cars have what's called projection, where instead of using the iPhone or the Android phone screen, it'll put it into the car's dash. And so what we're going to do initially is we're going to display your playlist. And you'll be able to pick any of the episodes that are in your playlist, navigate through it. That's what I can confirm right now. That's what we're going to be focused on for this release. So again, the goal is to make it easy to play back any of your favorite episodes right there directly from your playlist, from your car screen. So we're excited about that. And we're going to try to add some other features as well that we think you'll like. We're still finalizing the list, but I do know we're going to focus on that. So that's all good. I've told you what we want to work on. I want to tell you a little bit of truth right now about PlayApod. And I was told not to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Full transparency here. User growth of PlayApod has been pretty flat in the last few weeks. I mean, we've been building, and now it seems like it's just leveled off. And it's tough to see because I think my team has really created something special with PlayApod, and I hope you agree. And I want to keep adding new features. I use PlayApod every day. It is without a doubt my most used app when I'm awake. You know, obviously I'm using White Noise at night, but PlayApod throughout the day, I use it all the time. And I sync it across all my devices, which is fantastic. And if you could see the list of ideas I have, it's really massive for PlayApod. Like, I have so many ideas I want to implement in PlayApod, but I have to be a realist too. I have to be a business owner, and I have to look at the analytics. And if I don't see any growth, it's kind of demotivating, if you will. And that's why in the beginning of the show, I really, really need you to share the app with your friends. And I've poured so much time and money into this project, into PlayApod. And I want it to be successful. And I know it can't be without your help. And that's the truth. The truth is, this app will never be successful without your support. And I'm not asking for money. I know people have written me and say, hey, can I give you a donation? No. What you can do is get everyone, and I mean everyone, in your Facebook and Twitter feeds to download and try the app. I really believe this is the best podcasting app out there. That's why I'm asking you to share it. I wouldn't ask you to share this if I didn't think this was a great app. I think it's a wonderful app, and I think you do too. And we just need you to share it. It's so easy to do now. All you have to do is give a link to playapod.app. Or you can give a link directly to the website, playapod.com/app. Just share that with your friends and family. Put it in your Twitter feed. Put it in your Facebook feed. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. But seriously, we really need your help on this. Please share the app with others. Help us get back on track and help us build the next big release. It really helps, folks. It really helps a lot. Now, I want to mention a few great shows that have been promoting us, and we've been promoting them on our featured page and on Twitter. So just real quick, I want to go through the featured list on the PlayApod website. I'm just going to do some shout outs right now. First, Tech Forward One, Big O and Dukes, Mike O'Mara. Thank you so much for your support. Weird Medicine, Dr. Steve. Thank you so much for your support. Eric Nagel. Did you know we had Opie and Anthony folks loving our app and promoting it? Well, it's really great to see. Please check out their shows. We got the Gaming Marathon, the Conrad and Jack Show, The Walking Dead, The Ugly Truth, 26 Square Miles. If you're in Arlington, be sure to subscribe to that. Mike O'Mara's Political Persuasions, Here for the Insults, Earbud Theater, Declaration of Independence, OmeraCast, Just Talking with Sam, The Mark and Lowell Show, Sci-Fi Talk, Early Investing, Fat Guy Radio Show. Would you look at the time. The Quadcast Podcast from the Quad Father himself. The Tony Perkins Show, Jim in the Queen's Crown, and The Sustainable Minimalist. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for promoting the PlayaPod app within your show and on Twitter. And if everyone listening now would please subscribe to their shows and check them out. It's nice to support the community. Again, you can get to all of those shows directly from our featured page within the PlayaPod menu. Okay, folks, that's it for this episode. Check out the show notes for all the links for sharing the app, and I'll see you next time.